So, Tom, welcome to Rotherham United. Just talk us through the process of you opting to join the Millers here.
Well, thank you. It was meetings with the manager I had, speaking to him about his plans, and he seemed to know a lot about my game as well, which impressed me. And obviously, seeing the stadium and the pitch and hearing much about the fans, so it became quite an easy decision, yeah.
Is it quite an exciting challenge to, and obviously leaving Manchester United, but to come to the Championship now, which is a very competitive league?
Yes, definitely. You know, I think naturally it was the next step that I wanted to play first team football. And hopefully I can do that here. I can work hard in training and then try and force myself into the squad.
It's a team as well that is trying to progress off last year, which was a relegation fight. Do you see the sort of the quality within this squad to sort of move forward now and maybe target mid-table or beyond?
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be the aim. You know, it was unfortunate last season, but in the end, we stayed up and did well. And I think there's a couple of new faces added with the ones who experienced that last season. It'll be a strong squad. So yeah,
that's the one thing, isn't it? There's a lot of Championship experience coming into the team, and that will help guys like yourself, won't it, who are sort of coming to the Championship now, and help you sort of establish yourself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they can pass on the experiences that they've gotten, and young players like myself are more than willing to listen and learn from that, so it can only be positive.
And it is a club that has progressed quite quickly, hasn't it? I mean, it was a few years ago a League Two club, now in the Championship, and you sort of see these teams in in recent years, you know, Swansea or Wigan and stuff like that, they've moved quite quickly. Do you see sort of that same kind of potential maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that's the hope that everyone's got, and they can only keep progressing, hopefully, and keep pushing further up the table.
How much of a benefit is it sort of growing up through that Man United system and sort of being able to experience that as a youngster?
Yeah, it's great. You know, you can try and teach you different experiences, what to expect out in the league, but I think only when you come out and actually experience it yourself, then you'll understand like what it's really like. So hopefully I can do that here.
It's a sort of path that a lot of players also take. They don't necessarily establish themselves at Old Trafford. They go on to sort of play in the Championship. Have you spoken to any other lads who maybe done that at Manchester United in recent years to sort of establish what the next challenge is going to be like?
Yeah, I've had advice off, you know, numerous players, coaches and all sorts, and hopefully my aim's just to come here, concentrate, work hard in training, hopefully get myself in the squad.
It's a tough league though, isn't it? There's a lot of teams. I think, you know, just speaking to Paul Rayner, the assistant manager, he said there's not going to be a Blackpool this year. There's not going to be a Wigan necessarily that surprises and ends up going down. It looks like it's going to be very tight, and it could be particularly tight in that bottom half, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a lot of good teams, a lot of tough teams to play at. I'm sure it'll be interesting for the fans, and we'll just concentrate on ourselves and trying to work hard.
And at this stage in pre-season, what is it about? Is it a lot of workout on there just to sort of get to know each other, a lot of fitness work? Is that what you do at this stage?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's pre-season, so it is a lot of fitness work. And then it's also trying to, you know, get each other to gel and understand each other's game. I trained yesterday, and you know, there's a lot of good interplay between each other, so it seems to be positive.
And one thing that's key at the back, I guess, is sort of creating partnerships, isn't it? Sort of knowing who you're going to be playing with and sort of getting that settled back four or five. Is that sort of easy to do early on, or do you really need the games to sort of establish that?
No, I think you can learn that in training. And, you know, if you work hard on that and, like I said, you understand each other and just different experiences from different players can pass it over, and it can be good, it can help.
That's all right, that'll do. Thank you very much.